Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Taylor Tabernacle. You guys look so beautiful out there. Y'all look great. Today is a special service. We're going to be ordaining our wonderful and great women of God. Deaconess Sister Keisha Curitan and Sister Deaconess Barbara Williams. Amen. What a blessing it is. They're going to be a blessing to our church, but as well as the community with their gifts and their leadership and their ministry. And we're so glad to be here this morning to have this special service with them. I'm so glad to be a witness of what God is doing in the kingdom. Amen. Again, welcome. Welcome all of you online in the sanctuary. We thank you for being here with us this morning. We are now going to turn the service in the hands of our deacon, Todd McCoy, and he's going to take us to the throne of grace. Everyone said amen as he comes.
Amen. If we could all stand. Hallelujah. Lord, let's shake off all the stuff that's been in the way. Hallelujah. Oh, that we would praise you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No matter what's going on, when you say hallelujah, that stuff got to get out of the way. Hallelujah. No matter what's been in the way. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we thank you, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, you've got more than two or three gathered here this morning. Anoint us with your presence. Hallelujah. Anoint us with the peace of your presence. Anoint us with the love of your presence. Lord, anoint us with the liberty of your presence. That whatever's been in the way, whatever's been holding back our praise, whatever's been pulling down on our leg to keep us back, that you would free us right now. Hallelujah. That we would freely enjoy your presence. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. For today, Lord, is a joyous day. Hallelujah. You have appointed two wonderful people to deliver your word, to teach your word, to preach your word, most of all, Lord, to show your love. Hallelujah. You have anointed them to serve you. Glory, hallelujah. You have prepared them to go out, hallelujah, and show your love. Hallelujah. But Lord, we ask that you would touch all of us to show your love. That we would all get in your presence this morning. That right now you would create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. So that we would praise you fully with our whole hearts. Not by form or fashion, but by our hearts. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For every week when you bring us in here, hallelujah. Because that means you kept us for another week. That means you watched over us for another week. That means you blessed us with provision for another week. Because you wanted us to assemble in your name, hallelujah. In this house, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, oh Lord. For Lord, when we look back, it's not in despair, but to see how far you have brought us. When we really look back at all the things you brought us through, hallelujah. All the nights when that could have been it. All the situations where you said, no, you're not going to harm my child. All those times he said, I'm going to heal your body. Hallelujah. All those times you said, I know I have a purpose for you. And I got to get you to make it to this day. To get into my house. To get into my presence. To praise my name. Thank you, oh Lord. For that means for our entire lifetime, you decided we were going to be here this day. To praise your name and serve you. So, Lord, sit down next to us this morning. Talk to our hearts. Touch our minds. That not only will we celebrate your presence throughout this service, but, Lord, that you would fill us up. That as we go out after the service, we would do nothing but show your love to others. Hallelujah. That's how we can serve you. Showing your love and praising your name. We thank you, O Lord. Be with us this service. Anoint our speaker this morning and touch the hearts of everyone here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We will now have our scripture reading by our deaconess, Helena White.
Good morning. We are coming out of this morning, Romans chapter 10, and we will be reading, I will be reading in your hearing, verses 11 through 15. Again, I'm coming out of Romans chapter 10, and I will be reading in your hearing, verses 11 through 15. Okay, I'll begin. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may now be seated. Glory, glory. Amen. We will now have a sermonic selection by our sister Alex and our deacon Khalil. Everybody say amen as they come up. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, church. Oh, come on, church. Hallelujah, church.
Hallelujah.
Come on, God's been good, church. Some hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, can we just worship him for a moment? Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God, you're greater than everything, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's nobody greater than you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Nobody greater than you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, over the course of the week, I just kept singing this song over and over again. And I really lost my voice. But even though I lost my voice, there's still nobody greater than God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Nobody that sits higher than God. There's no name higher that can save us. No name higher that has more power, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. So I'm going to ask you, please stand up with us and worship our God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, can we sing Nobody Greater? Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Come on, come on. Nobody greater. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just stay there. Nobody greater. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than.
Nobody greater than you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Nobody greater, God. Hallelujah. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than.
Nobody greater than you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And there's nobody greater. One more time. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
There's nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than.
Nobody greater than you.
Come on, let's sing a high. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Come on, we worship you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Say nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than.
Nobody greater than you.
Hallelujah. Say we worship nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. One more time. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you.
Come on, say this next part. Well, your name is above all names.
Your name is above all names.
You're worthy of all our praise.
You're worthy of all our praise.
Say, mighty are the works of your hand.
Mighty are the works of your hand.
Tell them, mighty are the works of your hand.
Mighty are the works of
well,
your hand.
Well, your name is above all names.
Your name is above all names.
And you're worthy of all our praise.
You're worthy of all our praise.
Say, mighty are the works of your hand.
Mighty are the works of your hand.
Tell them, mighty are the works of your hand.
Mighty are the works of
your hand. Your name is above all names.
Your name is above all names.
And you're worthy of all our praise.
You're worthy of all our praise.
Say, mighty are the works of your hand.
Lord, mighty are the works of your hand.
Tell them mighty are the words of your hand.
Mighty are the words of
well,
your hand.
Your name is above all names.
Your name is above all names.
And you're worthy of all our praise.
You're worthy of all our praise.
Mighty are the works of your hand.
Mighty are the works of your hand.
Tell them, mighty are the words of your hand.
Mighty are
come on, say, mighty are the words. Say, mighty are the words of your hand.
Mighty are the works of your hand.
Say, mighty are the works of your hand.
Mighty are the works of your hand.
Say, mighty are the works of your hand.
Mighty are the works of your hand.
Tell them, mighty are the words of your hand.
Mighty are the works of your hand.
The works of your hand.
Mighty are the
hallelujah,
works of
Jesus.
Your hand.
Say, mighty are the works of your hand.
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 Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And not only are your works mighty, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Mighty are the works of your hand, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. Holy God. Can we sing that, church? Hallelujah, Jesus.
It's your breath.
Yes, come on out.
In our lungs.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
So we pour out our praise.
Anybody pouring out to him?
Pour out
Hallelujah,
our praise,
Jesus.
It's your breath.
Yes, God.
In our lives.
Yes, God.
So we pour out our praise.
Pour out our praise in your breath. Hallelujah, Jesus.
In our lungs.
Hallelujah, God.
So we
pour out our praise
to you,
Holy God. Come on, can we just lift our hands for a moment and just really surrender to our God? Hallelujah, Jesus. Can we really just tell him how much we love him? Can we spend a moment and tell him how much we're thankful for him? Hallelujah, Jesus. Can we just open our mouths and worship our God? Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's our breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise, it's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise, it's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise, it's your breath. Come on, if it's his breath in your lungs, hallelujah, then pour out a praise to him. Come on, pour out a praise to him. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we adore you. God, we lift your name higher, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we love you, God. Hallelujah, God. We exalt you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. There's only one name, God. Hallelujah, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's your breath in our lungs.
So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you, Holy God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy God. Holy God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Holy God.
Holy God.
Come on, how many know him as holy? Hallelujah, Jesus. How many know him as faithful? Hallelujah, Jesus.
Holy God.
Do y'all mind if we just worship for a minute? Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, tell him, holy God.
Holy God.
Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Holy God, thank
Holy God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Last time, sing Holy God.
Holy God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy God.
Holy God.
Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. Give him a praise. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Oh, Lord, we praise you. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my soul loves you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. We are now going to get ready for the best part of the service. But before that, we're going to have our Reverend Barbara Williams come up and introduce the speaker. And just to let you guys know, our guest speaker, Pastor Powell, she was here last year around this same time, this same time last year, this month, Women's Month, and she brought the house down. Amen. We are so honored to have her, and I'm so excited. And we're going to have her good friend, our blessed Reverend Barbara Williams, come up and introduce her. But this is a great woman of God that will be coming before us. Not only can she preach, but she can sing. Hallelujah. So we're going to have Barbara come up and introduce her. Amen.
Thank you, God bless. Good morning. You may be seated in the Lord's house this morning. Amen. We give him glory this morning. We can't praise him enough this morning. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't glorify him enough this morning. Amen, amen, amen. It's an easy job to introduce someone who exudes the love of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I've known this young woman, and I call her young. She's younger than me. I've known this young woman for more than 20 years. I am honored to call her friend. I'm honored she's married to my godson. I am honored that I call her neighbor. I couldn't say enough about this young woman. As Sister Kim said, or Deaconess Kim said, the girl can sing. Oftentimes when she's rehearsing and practicing for a concert or whatever it is, and her accolades are so numerous, I wouldn't begin to try to name them here, but she is an international singer. Italy, Denmark, Norway, I can't even name all the places I know she's been. And she lifted the name of our Lord and Savior. And the girl can preach. She knows the Lord. She knows the word of prayer. Oftentimes I hear her through the wall. She's praying. Oftentimes when I'm praying, she'll bang on the wall. She got, sister, I'm with you. I'm right there with you. I'm blessed on both sides. I'm blessed on both sides are ministers and pastors of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And I lift him up this morning and glorify his name. I want to introduce, and we should have poked in to see if she's ready. She got caught in that marathon this morning. Amen. Amen. So we want to give her a few minutes to catch her breath. But as I said, I can't say enough about this young woman. So I told her this morning, I said, turn loose, bring the house down for me and glorify God. Amen. Amen. So I do present to some and introduce to others my friend, my daughter in Christ, Pastor Marita Powell.
So for the listening and viewing audience, I am not Pastor Marta Powell. Let the church say amen. Amen. She looks way better than I do. But we thank God for you. We're just giving her a moment. As many of you may have found out en route to the worship service, there's a number of activities going on in and around downtown Philadelphia. There's the walk run. It's the end of Ramadan. So many of you may have run into some of that traffic and experienced it, delaying your arrival. And our pastor was no exception. So she's here. We just had a word of prayer together. She's getting herself together. And she has very nice shoes that she's wearing when she's going to preach. But thank God for that. I want to thank God for all of you for coming out. So many family, so many friends. Just a logistical point. I want to make this known for those who this may be your first time or if you haven't been here in a while. So our restrooms are in the rear of the sanctuary. And you have to go down one level, just a short flight of stairs. But I want to say this. Let me have this right here. For all of our seniors, okay, all of our seniors, we have a restroom, a handicap accessible restroom right here on the first floor. It's right over off to my left. So for all of our seniors, if you feel the need to go, the restroom is here. It's off to our left, my left. Take advantage of that. Okay, this is Pastor Powell's husband, right? Elder Powell. Now watch this. Why? You're not going to clap after I tell you. Anyone who is not a senior and you use that bathroom, Elder Powell's going to see you on the way out. You shouldn't have clapped. You clapped too early. All right? That is reserved for our seniors exclusively. Everyone else, myself included, will go downstairs to the lower level. Amen? Come on. You ready for the word of God? Stand to your feet. Come on, I said, if you're ready for the word of God, let's give the Lord a praise. I've been sick all week, tired half of the week. But I said, Lord, look, this is what the psalmist said. The psalmist said, I was glad when they said, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Why? There's healing there. There's power there. There's joy there. If I can just make it to the house, come on, somebody give the Lord a praise. Come on, give him your best. Come on, give him your best.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, can you hear me? Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, you can do better than that. Praise the Lord, everybody. Don't patty cake him. He's been good. Don't patty cake him. He's been kind. Come on, open your mouth and tell him thank you. Tell him he's worthy. Tell him we'll praise you. Come on and tell him you honor him. Come on, lift your hands.
Hallelujah.
Lift your hands to him. Hallelujah. We thank God for being God. Is anybody grateful that he's just been God all by himself? Hallelujah. He really didn't need to, but he used you. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. I got a little song on my heart. I wish you would sing it with me. It says, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. Till I die, said I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. Till I die. Can you clap your hands and sing that with me one more time? I will try, yeah. I will trust. Yeah. Yes, I will. I will. Yes, I will. Said I will in the Lord till I die. Yeah. In the Lord. promise I will try. How long? Yeah. Anybody gonna keep fighting on? I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna. Oh, you don't mean that. Do you mean that? You gonna stay on the battlefield? How long you gonna stay there? Oh, 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 till I die. I'm gonna stay on. Oh, yeah. On the battlefield. How long you gonna stay there? Now this the one, I'ma hold you to it. I'm gonna treat everybody right, yeah. Oh, you got to love your neighbor. Oh, you got to love your boss Monday morning. I'm gonna treat everybody right. Till I die. I'm gonna try to give him a smile. I'm gonna treat every. Oh, I'm gonna treat everybody right till I. Now I got one more song that's in my spirit. Can I sing it? You mind if I sing? Down through the years, you know the Lord's been. You know, down through the years. Come on, sing it if you know it. Check down. Oh, the Lord. He's been good, so good to me. Down through the years. So. Come on, put your hands on it. Oh, down. You know that the Lord. Whoa. You know the Lord. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's been good. So good. Hey, all of my life. You know the Lord's been. You know all of my little old life. Hey, all of my life. Say he's been good. So good. Yes, he's been good. He's been so 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 good. Something good. Ah, he's been good. Been good. Been good. Been good.
Thank you for being God.
when I couldn't help myself, thank you for not giving up on me. When I made my mistakes, thank you for not letting me lose my mind. Thank you, Jesus, for healing my body, for keeping my family, waking me up this morning, starting me on my way. I may not get everything right. I may not dot every I and cross every T, but God, you keep making a way. I came this morning to tell you thank you. I came this morning to tell him thank you. Come on, I came this morning with the praise. Because if the devil could have had his way, he would have took my life. If the devil could have had his way, I would have lost my mind. But thanks be to God. Look at somebody and tell them, I still got victory. Everything not right, everything not perfect in my life, but I still got victory. I still got victory. They talked about me. They lied on me. Said I'm men of evil, but I still got victory. I'm just looking for some victorious people. I know you might have to go back home to something that may not be pretty. But I'm telling you, you better leave here with the victory today. And if you don't have it, you better link up with somebody that got it. Because victory is contagious. Victory is contagious. And when you get around excited people that know what the power of God can do, how it can change your life, it's going to eventually rub off on you. And you ain't going to look like what you're going through, not what you've been through. What you... I don't know about you, but my soul loves him. My soul loves him. I bring you greetings from congregation. You may be seated. I bring you greetings from Congregation Co-op Bethel, where the Bishop Jeffrey Knight is the pastor. And he gave me the okay to do this today. I told him y'all was family. I told him y'all was my cousins. So he let me go. He said, all right, well, go minister to your cousins. So I thank God that he covers me as I travel the highways and the byways, the airways. He prays for me. He checks on not just me, but he checks on my husband and makes sure that we're both okay. And so I do want to give honor to him and his absence, but I want to give honor to somebody that we all should know. And if you don't know him, I bid you to get to know him today. His name is above all names. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Some call him a healer. Some call him a provider. Some call him a way maker. I call him Jesus. I call him Jesus. I call him Jesus. Hallelujah. And I feel his presence. I feel his presence in the room. And I'm grateful for his presence. I'm grateful that he stopped by to see about us, because anywhere he is, there is a miracle that's getting ready to happen. I don't know who it's for, but it's in the room. And I thank God that he thought it not robbery to stop. He thought it not robbery to stop by and see about me today. So you can act like you don't want the blessing. You can act like you don't want the miracle, but I came to get mine. Hallelujah. And so I'm encouraged to continue this morning. Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father, it's in the name of Jesus that we come to you. First of all, God, asking for forgiveness so that you'll hear our hearts. If we've done anything, if we said anything that wasn't pleasing to you, God, forgive us. Till the ground of our hearts so that we may receive this word, that we may have the power and the strength to come and charge us to continue. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Father, take the coals and cleanse my lips. Don't let me say anything that you don't want said. Don't let me do anything you don't want done. Heal who you want to heal. Set free who you want to set free. Deliver who you want to deliver. Keep who you want to keep. In the name of Jesus, save who you want to save. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Holy Ghost. Throw your weight around the room. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you're already here. And we thank you that you have blessed us already. It is in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Now, I'm not a long-winded preacher, but I'm not a long-winded preacher, but I do like to make sure that you understand what's going on, because we, a lot of times we come to church, we hear the word, and when we get home, we don't even have that same word that we heard to fight the enemy. And we'll use a song. We'll try to praise and clap our hands and all that kind of stuff. But it's the word that keeps the enemy at bay. It's the name of Jesus. He said demons tremble at the name of Jesus. And so I pray that this word encourages you today and that it keeps you lifted. And it's simple. It's a simple message that we all need to know, especially with what the way that the world is going today. I know it's an ordination, but I want to challenge you to clear your mind, to clear your heart, and allow God to speak to you where you are. Because my level of faith may not be your level of faith, but if we are united as one, there's no telling what God can do when we all believe collectively. And so my charge to you today is to ask the question, who stopped praying? Who stopped praying? We're coming from, you may stand if you have your word. I'm reading from the NIV. If you read it in the King James, it says, pray without ceasing. If you read it from the NIV, it says, First Thessalonians 5:17. It's one of the most shortest verses in the Bible outside of Jesus' way. It says, pray continually. That means that no matter what's going on, you may be seated. You got to pray. Look at somebody and tell them, you got to pray. Looking at the way our government is structured, looking at the urban community, looking at the church, looking at the way employment is going, it seems that hope is lost. It seems that somebody has forgotten something somewhere. Looking at family, the way the family dynamic used to be, you used to have mom and pop and uncle and auntie and cousins, and you had some cousins that felt like an auntie. Y'all remember the block parties and the cookouts and all that kind of stuff, and we got together and everybody was just happy and we were living our life like it was golden. And so much was going on, and we were just all just one big happy family, but it looks like something's been lost. And so when I saw this scripture in the Bible, it stood out to me. I said, Lord, and that's kind of hard to do. I mean, I talk to you throughout the day, but to continually means that it does not stop. Like, there's no breaks, there's no pause, there's no period. It's that you just keep going and going and going and going. Like what's the little bunny, the energizer? You just keep going and going. I said, God, that means that we don't stop. How? It ain't like it used to be in the Bible days. We got jobs now. We got careers. We ain't going outside playing with the sheep. We not fighting giants. We got real life issues. We have psychological stuff that's going on. We got school. We got all this stuff going on at one time. And it's like, when do I honestly have time to add another 2 hours to my schedule? Because I don't have enough time there. So how can this be something that I have to constantly do, that I have to constantly make a conscious decision to say something to you so you can speak to me? Because when you have a conversation, and that's all prayer is. Prayer is a conversation between you and a higher power that has enough power to guide your every footstep. But because you don't talk to him, he can't respond to you. And so I was trying to give God all these excuses. I was trying to tell him, look, by the time I wake up, I gotta get in the shower, I gotta do this, I gotta get ready for this, then I'm running to do this, and then I'm barely home, I'm talking to you, ain't that enough? He said, you talk to your boo every day, is that enough? I was like, oh. I didn't send for you, Jesus, but you're coming, honey. He said, you listen to music every day. That time you're listening to music, you could be talking to me about something that's on you, because I'm concerned about how you feel. I'm concerned about what's going on with you, but because you won't open your mouth and talk to me about what you're facing, I can't give you direction. How do they say in the streets, closed mouth? Oh, y'all know that? Y'all know that? And so as long as your mouth is closed and you're not communicating to the one that created you, the one that your situation is not a surprise to him, because he knew what you were going to go through before. He said, I knew you when you were in your mother's womb. So he, cancer is not a surprise to him. Diabetes is not a surprise to him. Sickle cell is not a surprise to him. It's something that's inside of you that he wants to get out of you, but he got to use a circumstance to bring you through. And so we tend to ignore him when he's trying to talk to us because we're too busy with life. But he said, I come that you may have life and life more abundantly. But this is the beginning of the scripture. He said, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. What's going on around us right now? But he said, I come that you may have life and life more abundantly. How do you get life? You have to know that Jesus is the way. You have to know that he is the life. He is the source of strength. He is the source of power. And he will not leave you, nor will he forsake you. But until you open your mouth. And this is the thing, right? And God is taking me all the way from my notes. But this is the thing. We'll come to the altar with the situation. We'll talk, we'll cry. Oh, no. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow. And 5 minutes later, we go back to our seats, think about the same thing that we just surrendered. Have we lost faith in the power of prayer? Isn't that what the church was built off of? Let me give you an example. I had some friends called Paul and Silas. They were locked up for doing the right thing. They were doing what they were supposed to do. They were going where they were supposed to go. They were saying what God told them to say. And because they were doing the right thing, the people that were against Christianity, that was against Jesus Christ, was like, we can't have them doing this. Because it's too much. There's too many laws. We can't do this. We can't do that. We're going to lock them up. But their faith was not shaken because they knew they had something that they didn't have. And that was the power of prayer. So this is my, now, y'all know me. I done been here before. This is my movie and my head, okay? And so Paul and Silas, they're going to tell, hey, you know Jesus saves. He's the way, truth, and the life. And the people looking at them like, they so deep, man. Tired of hearing them talk about Jesus. Ain't that the world we live in today? They're like, come on, brother. You should give him your heart. You should tell Jesus you need him. Come on, pray with me. Come on, say. Come on. They're doing all this stuff going, here, come on, let me heal your body. Let me heal your body. You're sick. You're missing a finger. You're missing a toe. Come on, let me call on Jesus. They're doing all of this stuff. Trying to get the people to come and meet a man. And people was like, I don't want to meet him. Because I don't want to change. I like the way I am because I've been this way for so many years. I'm 50 plus years old. I'm good and grown. I got a degree. I got money. I drive the car I want to drive. I don't need Jesus. He needs me. Who's going to
watch it back?
I know, not y'all, but we know people like that, right? Uh-huh. And so here we are with this man, named Jesus on Paul and Silas's mind. They lock them up. Now, they didn't just lock them up in a regular old prison, right? Right? They put them in what we know today to be solitary confinement. Their ankles were shackled. Their hands were shackled. And if they didn't really like them, they would have had a shackle on their neck, right? Paul said, I'm okay with this. Now, me, I probably would have been crying, screaming, looking for my husband and my mother-in-law. Come get me. But no, they had such a strong faith in God that they said, we're going to pray. We're going to sing songs to God in the middle of the trial, in the middle of the tribulation, in the middle of the circumstance. Even though I don't like it, it doesn't feel good, I still got something that's going to keep my mind stayed on Him. I don't just have regular peace. I have perfect peace in the middle of the trial. I have perfect peace in the middle of temptation. I have perfect peace in the middle of what I'm going through. Why do I have perfect peace? Because He kept my He kept my mind when I thought I was going crazy. He kept my heart when I thought I was falling out of love with Him. He kept my soul from going in the sinking sand. So just my movie, in my head, Paul and Silas is in there. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And the people like, now mind you, these are prisoners. You ain't in there just because you're cute. You done something. You done something to get behind these bars, bruh. They're like, oh, we like that song. In the name of Jesus. So the prison mate started to sing. The point I'm making is they got so on one accord through the power of prayer. Hallelujah! That the ground began to shake. Woo! He troubled the ground. Why would He trouble the ground? And can I just share this with y'all? This is just a little something to put in your lemonade or something, right? And so I was like, well, Lord, why didn't you just let the guard open up the gate? He said, I made you from the dust of the earth. I said, all right, what's that got to do with jail? I'm a little confused. What does that have to do with jail? He said, I made you from the dust of the earth. And He said, as you praise me, I have to make what you're made from respond to the praise. I said, say that again. I just want to make sure I heard what you said, Lord. He said, I made you from the dust of the ground. And so what I made you from has to respond to the praise because it's familiar to me. So when you don't open up your mouth in prayer, do you know that you miss some key elements to your life? And here's why you miss the key elements. Because in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. How did He create the heavens and the earth? He opened His mouth. And when He opened His mouth, everything He said had to come into fruition. Why did it have to come into fruition on the earth? It's because it was responding to the familiar voice that it heard. What am I saying to you? Your voice inside of you is familiar to God. When you open your mouth and you say, God, I need, God, I desire, He has to respond because the voice inside of you is familiar to Him. I could take you one better. He breathed into you the breath of life. What is the Holy Spirit? And so when you open your mouth and you talk to God, what are you doing? You're releasing Him back to Himself. So He comes back down to you and He fulfills the promise He kept to you. I just want to let you know God didn't forget about you. He didn't forget about you. So I thought this was how it was going to happen. I thought that God was just going to be super nice to me, because I was telling them how hard it is for us and how much life is just so burden-esque. And oh my God, it's just so much. And I was just so distraught because I thought God was just going to be like, okay, Ree, I'm sorry that I made life so hard. Here's a case. Look to your left and take 3 steps to the right. here's a case of $50 million. And then the Wheel of Fortune music would come on. And then all of this confetti would start falling. And then I would be so excited. And then I would go on a cruise. And God was like, and then you woke up. And then you woke up. But I do want to remind you of a scripture that stuck with me as a child. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct their path. I said, Lord, I feel you, but this is just a lot going on, Mr. Jesus. It's just a lot going on in the world. And it's not just the kids, because we used to just be like, oh, that's the kids around the corner. They always stand up. It's the old people too. Don't let that gray hair fool you. And don't let the die fool you neither. And I understand the Bible says all have sinned, become shorter. But you just expect something different when you see a lady. Or when you see an older person. You just expect something different. But they're twerking like I said. So it's like, who can I trust? Who can I go to? Who can I depend on? And God was like, me. I am the first. And then he said, I'm the lender, not the borrower. He taught me all of these things about me so that I could become closer to him and I won't even talk to him. Do you know that God only requires us to give him 10% of our day, which is 2 hours and what, 40 minutes? And we can't even talk to him during that time. But we want the mansion on the hill. We want the big Bentley. We want all of these things. But it gets in the way of us seeing who God really is. Because now if I give you the things and I give it to you out of order, then I become a liar. And I'm not a man that I should lie, nor the son of man that I need to repent. So why would I give you what you're not even prepared in your mind to even keep? Because then I got to come back. And you're going to blame me and say, it's because of you, God. You gave me this car. But you asked for it. And you got on my nerves asking for it. And I gave you what you asked for. But you didn't tell me it was going to break down 2 days later. I gave you what you asked for. I told you to wait. But if you would have came and sucked my face. And so it led me to a question of who hid God. Who hid God? Where is he? Where have you placed him? Is your job in front of him? Is your children in front of him? Is your family in front of him? Or is just life in front of him? It's so much going on. God, I'm stressed out. I'm tired. I'm paying my tithes. I'm praying to you. I'm talking to you. I'm calling on you. Was not to kill you, but to make you strong. Let's ride. They're not to kill you, but they're to make you stronger. I came to let you know that the situation that you're facing did not come to break you. I came to let you know that what you're going through right now in your body, that God didn't send it because he just wanted you to go through it, but he wanted to minister to you and tell you that he was a healer. to handle it. I'm going to let you know how he's trying to. The winds, they obey. The seas, they obey. So tell cancer, you got to obey. But you got to know that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You got to know that he never seen the righteous forsaken nor received that for bread. You got to give him back his word and tell him what he said to you. I am that I am, the lender and not the borrower. I am that I am, the head and not the tail. I am that I am, the first and not the last. But if you don't know what he said about you, you can't tell him what he said about you. It's not that God is forgetful. You just got to remind him sometimes. Father, I don't see what you said. We got to fix this. The only way we can fix it is through conversation. I'm going to help somebody today. Can I help you? I used to beat myself up about them 2 hours and 40 minutes. Because I'd be like, Lord, I'm sleepy. And I start talking to him. And next thing I know, I'd be knocked out, Bible on my chest, snoring. And I was like, oh no, Jesus, I did it again. It's like the 10th time. But I realized he showed me that I make conversation with him throughout the day. And my conversation with him is prayer because it's meditation from my heart. See, sometimes we make this thing so difficult and we make it so hard and we beat ourselves up and then we start feeling guilty and then we fall away and we stop going to church like we need to. We stop calling our prayer partners. We stop coming to Wednesday night Bible study. We stop coming to choir. We stop doing all these things because it's just too much. I came to let somebody know that God is here for you today. It won't always be like this. Because you're going to open up your mouth and you're going to talk to God and tell him what you need. You're going to tell God, here I am. Try my yes, Lord, again. I know I messed up. I know I made a mistake, but try my yes, Lord, again. Because I'm ready this time. And this is another thing I used to beat myself up about because I've been a church kid. Now, I done did some stuff in my life. Thank God for salvation. Don't y'all play with me like, don't y'all, I done seen some of y'all, don't play with me. But I used to beat myself up about asking God for forgiveness. And I go back and do the same thing that I just talked to you about this, Lord, I thought you took that from me. And he showed me something. He said, forgiveness means there's a possibility you may do this again. But repentance means I turned away from that thing. Forgiveness has no direction. Which means I may be in the vicinity of the very thing that I'm asking God to change in me. Which could be a culprit to my soul because I'm attracted to it. But when you give your forgiveness, a direction, it becomes repentance. And you can see it right there and say, I can't do that. But it's not until you have conversation with God and tell him that, God, you're going to have to take this from me because I enjoy it. I like it. It feels good to my flesh. And then he'll endow you with the power to walk away from it. He'll take the taste out of your mouth. He'll take the thought out of your mind. But it's not until you have a conversation with God. When I lost my mother, I thought I was going to lose my mind. I was angry. I was angry with God. I said, you got people in this world who has parents. You took both of mine. And you took my great-grandmother. What am I supposed to do now? I felt stuck. I felt lost. I wouldn't even pray. Guess what? I was still singing. Am I telling the truth? I was still singing. I told God, I'm going to just do this just because that's what I know to do. But it ain't in my heart no more. I'm going to going somewhere with this, bro. You with me? You follow me?
It wasn't in my heart. It was just inside of me. Because I still had the Holy Ghost, even though I was in a low place. I'm saying that because somebody is in a low place right now, but you're coming out of this. You got a smile on your face, but you're coming out of this. Because that smile on your face is saying something else. You're coming out of this.
Sis, it wasn't until I got a big mirror in my dining room. It's a big mirror in my dining room. And I was coming in with the groceries. Minding my business. Nice hot day. You know, it's hot. You like look cute a little bit. You like to look cute, you know, for the summertime or whatever like that. And so I'm looking cute or whatever. So I just glanced at the mirror because I got bags in my hand. Just glanced at it real quick. I didn't want to look because when you really look in the mirror, you got to confront yourself. So I just glanced at it, turned my head. Oh, he look cute, girl. Keep going. And the Holy Spirit arrested me in my house. Right at the mirror, and I'm standing there with the bags, and I'm trying to take a step, and I couldn't move. Nobody home. I'm by myself. I'm scared to death. I ain't never felt God like this before, and I'm trying to make a move. And he said, turn to the mirror, and I'm like, no. He said, turn to the mirror, and I'm fighting with God. We want to see him when we get to heaven. We want to see him in all of his glory. But you need to see him in you right now so you'll understand who you really are. Because this world that we live in is making things up of who we should be, could be, and need to be.
God is powerful and we know that. What he did was, I'm standing there. Straight to the mirror. And I'm trying to spin my body. I was frozen and freezing. I could not move. So I couldn't look at the mirror. He said, stay there. Tears began to fall from my eyes. I couldn't understand. I just go to church now just because it's something to do. I know your word. I've been living it since I was a baby.
He said, you hit me behind your grief. You hit me behind your emotions. You hit me behind the things you can't tell nobody. You hit me behind every thought in your mind. And you made me last when I was trying to be first. And so now you're stuck. You won't even call on the ones that could get you out of what? The one that could free me. Because of what I felt. Because of what I thought. Because of what was going on inside of me. I thought I was going crazy, y'all. I was, y'all know, and I'm going to tell y'all a story. Y'all better not laugh at me and don't judge me. We listen, but, okay, all right, you said it. So, it's this place called The Wedge. Or like 60 something in Broad. I went in there. I was like, I'm so depressed. I'm so sad. And I don't know if the lady knew me from ministry or something, but she just looked at me like, what are you doing in here? Like, you don't even look like you belong here. Like, what? And so I'm like, stop talking to me like this. trying to make myself cry so you know they can feel sad. But I'm like, don't do that to me. I'm being serious. I'm so sad. She said, Miss, what you want? I said, I want some help. I need some help. She said, okay. Now, I don't know how this lady knew. I do have tattoos. I told you the Lord saved me. So I don't like needles. And I don't know if the lady knew this or if she had my medical records or what was going on. But she said, oh, for depression, we give out needles like this. I said, God can heal me, man. God, he fixed me real quick. I said, he's a wonder worker. She was like, she said, I knew it. She said, I knew something wasn't right. I said, you got to get a needle for depression? I just said, I had anxiety. I'm depressed. She said, no, you don't really have to get no needles. She said, but I just felt like you didn't like needles. I said, God, you did your big one. You did your big one. I'm saying that to say, without communicating with God, we put so much in that place, in that spot, and all he really wants is to talk to you so he can get back to your heart. The whole situation is about the heart of the matter. Like, we give him, I give myself away. He's like, no, I want your heart. Take my mind and most, no, I want your heart. We'll give our heart to a man. We'll give our heart to a woman. They'll break it. And we'll love them still. But God puts us in a situation. And you feel some type of way about that for the rest of your life. I'm saying to you, I charge you today. Out of the 24 hours. And I'm done. I told you I wasn't going to be long. Out of the 24 hours in your day. And you, this is the good part. You ain't got to do the whole 2 hours and 40 minutes at one time. You can do 15 minutes of prayer, 15 minutes of worship. Just talk to him. Lord, you did so good with that ocean. Look at it, just a glistening. You're talking to him. And he can show you something in the beauty of what he created. But you're not talking to the man. How you gonna be in a relationship and don't you don't talk to him? One thing, and I'm putting my baby out there, right? One thing, now I get mad and I get quiet. Now I'm always running my mouth. I got something to say. You gonna listen to what I got to say? But when I get quiet, oh, it's a riot. It's on. It's on. Him, he don't let that happen. I'll be quiet. I'll be sitting there, a whole attitude. I mean, flaming. And he like, you know, babe, today was a good day. I'm like, mm-hmm. Like, yeah, what we eating for dinner? I don't know. Well, what do you think about this? Now you want to ask open-ended questions? But the thing is, he gets me out of my feelings, out of my emotions, so that we could communicate and find out where we went wrong. Some of us misplaced God and we went wrong, but we're blaming God for what we did. And won't even go to him and apologize and say, I'm sorry, so we all can fix the relationship and you can get back to where you need to get to, because he's waiting on you to help somebody else what you're going through, because you already been down that road. But you're not talking. Everybody stand to your feet. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty, for the pulling down of strongholds. Father, in the name of Jesus, every stronghold in the way of you, break it. Every chain in the way of you, break it. Every soul tie in the way of you, break it. Every snare in the way of you, break it. Every demon in the way of you, destroy it. Every blockage in the way of you, destroy it. Every witch, every warlock in the way of your glory, destroy it in the name of Jesus. We cancel the enemy's assignment over our minds. You promised to keep our minds in perfect peace. If we kept our minds stayed on you, God, we thank you. We lift our souls up to you again. Purify us, God. Make us right. Make us right. Make us holy, God. make us right, make us right. Try out, yes, Lord, again. Try me again. Lord, I know I messed up before, but I'm ready now. I'm ready now. I don't care what the world may say. I don't care what the world may do. I'm talking to you, Jesus. You promise you would keep me from falling if I kept my mind stayed on you. Lord, keep my mind. Lord, keep our minds. In the good times, keep our minds. In the bad times, keep our minds. Father, we'll forever give you the glory. We'll forever give you the honor. We'll forever give you the praise. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I want to talk to the candidates today and those supporting the candidates. There's a scripture in Luke. If somebody could pull that up for me, Luke, I believe it's Luke 23:26. It might be 26:23, but it's one of them. When you have it, just read it out loud for me. Luke 23, try Luke 23:26 for me. Yeah. I'm going to say this to you and those who will be in this position. I've been doing this singing and preaching thing for a long time since I was a little girl. And I tried to walk away from it. I said, Lord, you need to call somebody else. Get somebody else to do it because I don't want to deal with the people. And that was one of the scriptures that was given to me. And I didn't understand why that scripture was given to me. I was confused. Then I thought about it. Jesus was on his way to the cross, on the way to the crucifixion. And while he was on his way to be crucified, he had gotten so exhausted until he couldn't bear the weight of his cross any longer. And so there was a man. I'm assuming, this is just my story in my head. I'm assuming that he was a Gentile because that part where he was coming from was like near Africa. And his name was Simon. I believe he was converted and he was coming from Passover. And they called him out of the crowd. He was minding his business. This wasn't even my cross to bear. But they called him out of the crowd to carry the cross for Jesus. It wasn't that Jesus couldn't carry his own cross. But he wanted to show the power of you bearing the weight of someone else's cross because of your assignment. Even when it doesn't belong. Even when it doesn't belong to you. Now I'm assuming because of the cross that he had to carry for Jesus that he must have been a big man. You know, to carry Jesus's cross. And so as he's walking with the cross, he walks behind Jesus. Now, mind you, Jesus is bleeding from everywhere. There's blood everywhere. And he's carrying this cross for Jesus on his back in the trail of his blood. He never complains. You're going to get bruised. You're going to get lied on. You're going to get talked about. You're going to get hurt. You're going to want to walk away from church altogether. But you still got to carry this cross because you've been assigned to carry this cross. The best thing that Jesus taught him by carrying the cross behind him was discipleship. He's called you to not be a title, but to be a disciple, an ambassador for him, so that other people that are watching in the crowd can see the works of him even when he's weak. He never exposed the fact, because It says in his word that God is all man and all God. So he could have just called some angels like, to come down, get that cross up, take it up and put it up there. But he wanted to show the strength that you have as a man on earth. Don't go in front of Jesus. Stay behind him. And as long as you're behind him, where he leads, you follow, and you cannot go wrong. May the Lord bless and keep you and empower you to continue. God bless you, everybody.
Come on, church, do better than that. Do better than that. You owe God more than that. Come on. Come on. That word was for me. Yes. Yes. Come on, do better than that. You owe God more than that. My soul love him. Woo! Woo! Lord, help me. Come on, be seated. Be seated. Be seated. Taylor, look at me. You've heard me say it once. You've heard me say it 1,000 times. That I've never wanted to be a great pastor or a great preacher. Never wanted to preach great sermons. Right? Be my witness. But I've always wanted to preach what kind of sermons? Helpful sermons. Right? What you just heard was a helpful sermon. Listen, listen to me. Woe be unto you if you fail to heed the word of God. She's giving you a helpful message. No, you didn't dance. You didn't spin around. You didn't moonwalk or cabbage patch. But she gave you words to live by. Woe be unto you. Woe be unto you. Helpful message. That every last one of us can take it and become better today. She gave you the formula. She laid it out like breadcrumbs. Woe be unto you, woe be unto me, if we heed not the word given us today. Amen. Okay, let's get through this program. If you have a program, some things we must do before we conclude. Charge to the ministers. Lord knows I can skip that because she already charged you. Hallelujah. But here's my charge to the ministers. What she said, amen. That's my charge to the ministers. Amen. But I'm going to charge to ministers as the pastor. Reverend Ratcliffe's going to come. He's going to give a charge to our husbands. Bishop Ford is here. She's going to come. She's going to lay hands on our candidates. And then we'll present them with Bibles and licenses. Okay? So my part, charge to ministers. 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter in verse 12 says, yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Let the church say, come on. This is a charge to the ministers. This is everybody. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of,
knowing from you who you have learned it. Right? Right? Look back there. She started the work. Everything you've been taught, that's where it started from. All she did come was what? She kept laying on what? The same foundation. Right? To the best of my ability. I'm not doing anything new. I'm just doing what? What the matriarch taught us. Right? All right? No. What you've been taught from whom you know who taught you. Right? And that from childhood, you have known the whole, each one of you come from a Christian legacy. You don't need a pastor. Your parents pastored you. They taught you how to pray, taught you how to read the Word of God. You've known it from your childhood. Here it is. From the childhood, you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. If your grandmother was like my grandmother, this is what they told us. You need to get saved. That's what they told her. You need to get saved. You need to go to church. You need to get out and pray. Right? They just, here it is. It ain't nothing fancy. Just here it is. Because here's what. All scripture, right, is what? Given by inspiration of God. That's why we can believe it. It's not what Pastor Powell said that does it. It's what God says through his word. Right? It's profitable for doctrine. Mean that it's profitable for teaching me things I don't know. That's what the Word of God is. It gets an increase and teaching me things I don't know. For reproof. For correction. Don't nobody say amen. Don't nobody say amen. Because we don't like reproof. We don't like correction. Right? Like Pastor Powell said, we like to do it our way. But the Word of God will correct you. All right? Here it is. For instruction in righteousness. You know what that means? His Word tells us how to please Him. That's what His Word does. We follow it. We will do those things that please Him. Instruction in righteousness. That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. The Word of God will get you ready. It'll get you ready for not only your assignment here on earth, but it'll get you ready for your place in heaven. But you got to give heed to it, right? If you got it, say, I got it. Here it is, charge to the preachers. Here it is. You ready? Listen what Timothy says. Listen what Paul says to young Timothy. I charge you. Here it is. Therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing. Did you hear that? Let's ask the question. What is so important that Paul has to bring God to the witness stand? What is so important that Paul has to bring the judgment to witness? This is what he's saying. He said, let everything be settled by the word of two or three witnesses. Paul said, I got two witnesses. God and the judgment. What's so important, Paul? Here it is. Verse 2, he says what? Preach the word. Come on, they didn't hear me. I got the mic, they still didn't hear me. Come on, look at somebody say, preach the word. Come on, use your good preaching voice. Say, preach the word. Be ready. In season. Out of season. Convince. Rebuke. Exhort. With all long suffering and teaching. Did you hear that? That's the charge. You hear it, Keith? You hear it, Bart? What did I say? Preach the word. Preach the word. Be ready
in season, out of season. But this is how mom taught us to preach. She said, always be working on a sermon. Just in case I get up Sunday morning and I don't feel well. And I say, John, you gotta preach. She taught me to be ready. Whatever. Here it is. Here it is. For the time will come, they won't endure sound. That's what Pastor Powell was talking about. They won't endure sound doctrine. They won't want to hear it. Here it is. Because they want their own desires. They have itching ears. They'll heap up for themselves teachers. That means they'll pick their own pastors. You know, one thing I learned by walking with God and being a preacher's kid. You know, one thing I learned, you don't get to pick your pastor or your church. Most people won't believe what I said. You live long enough. God assigns you to a pastor. God assigns you to a church. I'm just telling you what I know. That's why you see so many people. This year they're here. Next year they're there. 18 months later they're there. Because they're trying to choose for themselves. I want him to be my pastor. I want her to be my pastor. I want to be a part of this church. God chooses your pastor. The challenge is, will we be open enough to receive God's choice for us? Because most of us, we want the best preachers, want the best pastors. We want to go to the best churches, right? There's nothing wrong with that. But the only problem is, if that's not what God has chosen for you, then there's a problem. You'll get itchy ears. I don't know who I'm helping. Let God choose. My son's in New York now. His mom gave him some churches. I gave him some. I said, Jordan, this is what you got to do. Go to all of them. One of them, God will tap you on the shoulder. And then when you feel that, that's your church. Go there. That's where you go. That's where you start tithing. That's where you get involved in the ministry. You may have to bounce around, but at some point, God's going to say, this is where I want you. Right here. I'm going to put something in their mouth that's going to resonate in your ears and meditate. He said, that's where you stay. That's where you stay. May not be a big church. May not be a popular church. May not be a fancy, but it'll be God's church for you. And God will anoint that man or that woman to speak to you. Are you hearing me? All right, I'm going to turn away from the truth, turn aside the fables. Here it is. But you be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. This is Pastor Powell right here. Fulfill your ministry. You can't quit. Not now. Not now that you've laid your hand to the gospel. You can't throw in the towel. It's not an option now. But you fulfill your ministry. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine down upon you. And be gracious unto you. And may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, both now and forever. Amen. Amen. So there you have it. That's the charge to the ministers. Now we're going to have our elder statesman come, the elder of our church, Ronald Radcliffe. What a blessing this young man has been to our church.
I don't know if there's any of us as men who can say we have not benefited from the ministry of Reverend Ronald Radcliffe. Come, Elder.
You can stand right there if you want. Say amen.
Amen.
I'm going to ask Reverend John Pearson to come forward and Brother Paul Williams. God bless you. God bless you. We celebrate with you. Yes, we do. Everybody here. We celebrate with you for your faithfulness and your devotion to your wife that has committed to the ministry. Support her. Support her in every way, in the spirit and in the flesh, in the church and in the home. Pray for her and then pray with her. Love her more and more. As in Ephesians 5:25, it says, husband, love your wife as Christ have loved the church. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Reverend Radcliffe. And at this time, we're going to have the laying on of hands. What a joy it is today to have with us Bishop Doris Ford. Thank God for her. One of the things I told Barb and Keisha throughout this past year as they were training, especially as we came down towards the end, I said, the only problem with all of this is that mom's not here to see it. Nobody would have smiled brighter. No one would have been more excited, more happy. She would have interrupted the service at least 3 or 4 times to say what she wanted to say and do what she wanted to do. Because I know personally how much she loved you. I know that. I know because she told me. I know because I was the one that would bring her to church. And like I told you last Sunday, she lay right there. She called your name. And she called your name. Like I told you, so many of us, she would lay there and just call your name. So years went by, you know, mom, problems in her hip. And then we would all have to try to get her up off the floor. And I said, mom, I said, next time come, just pray in your chair. You ain't got to get on your knees. You ain't got to lay down. Next Sunday, guess where she'd be at? She'd be right back down there. Right back down on the floor, laying on her face, the way she prayed. And she'd be calling your name, your name, your name. That's what she would do. She'd just call your name. She prayed for you. She prayed for this day in you. Today, you, all of us, we're the fruit of her labor. We're the fruit of Dr. Taylor's labor. God told me, said, your labor won't be in vain. No, it won't. Fruit all around. Coming up out the ground. Right? And so, what better way to invoke the presence and the spirit of our matriarch than to have her best church buddy. That's what they were. They were best church buddies. How many know you got to have at least one buddy in the church? Don't everybody got to be, but you got to have one buddy in the church. Bishop Doris Ford was the matriarch's buddy. So I called her and said, Bishop, you got to come. I want you to bring mom's presence to the occasion. Because if mom was here, mom would want to lay hands. So Bishop Ford is coming, going to invite her to come. She's going to stand. I'm going to ask her to come stand right here in front of the pulpit. I'm going to ask Barb and Keish, if you come and just stand in front of her. Then I'm going to invite all the, if there's pastors here, preachers, deacons, if you've been ordained and consecrated to work in the Lord's church, I want you to come and stand behind them, right? Because we're going to lay hands. These are our sisters in Christ Jesus. So if you're here this Sunday and you've been called to the high work of serving in the body of Christ, I'm going to invite you to come stand on this side. Without question, I want Pastor Powell and Elder Powell to come to be a part of this. We give this mic to Bishop.
Thank you. What a privilege and an honor to be in the presence of the Most High God. What a blessing it is to be here on this, we would say, auspicious occasion. And we're so thankful to the Lord that two more have been added to the mouthpieces.
Glad about it.
For the Word of God. And as Pastor was stating, we talked about my dear sister. She would sign off on her correspondence in his grip. Do you hear her this morning? In his grip. And because you've made the choice, and we're so thankful that you did. She's just instructing you to stay in his grip.
Yeah.
No matter what the people's faces tell you. No matter how you feel about the word he gave you. Because you're going to get some of those. And you're saying, wait, I wanted something else. No. In his grip. And I just wanted to read this before we laid hands. 2 Timothy 4 and 5. Lord, in the name of Jesus, help me. New Living Translation. But you should keep a clear mind in every situation. Don't be afraid of suffering for the Lord. Work at telling others the good news and fully carry out the ministry God has given you. Don't be afraid. I'm trying to help you. They're going to try and scare you. But greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And I love that latter part. And fully carry out the ministry God has given you. And that's what he's looking for in these last days.
Right.
People are halfway. That's why I was so blessed by the word this morning. Who stopped praying?
That's right.
Fully carry out the word and study to show yourself approved. Look, one of the things I'm going to have them put on my tombstone, get in the word and stay there. Get in the word and stay there. So that when the time comes for you to pour it out, it'll already be there. So we're so thankful for you today, and we bless God for each one of you for making this step as we lay hands. Thank you.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus. Do it now, God. Yes, do it now. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father in heaven, we rejoice in what you have done in the lives of those ordained here today. The Savior has called them, he has taught them, and has greatly used them. Today they stand on the threshold of a lifetime of ministry, passionate concern for the Lord, and that you will use them far beyond their highest expectation. We know that you are able to do far more abundantly beyond all that they may ask or think, according to the power that works within. And today we thank you for their parents and their grandparents, their husbands, their children, their loved ones, their friends, their teachers, their mentors, godly men and women who have poured into the life of these young women, preparing them for this unique occasion to which you are calling them both. And we pray that you will keep them clean among a corrupt generation. May they shine as bright light in the midst of a darkened world. We pray that God will use them with increasing effectiveness for his greater glory. May you always provide the resources needed for the assignment. May you always draw deeply from his rich well of grace. We are excited to think how desperately they are needed. Men and women who are committed to the gospel of God, the exposition of the word of God, and the faithful and loving service in the will of God. Keep them on their knees, learning the power of prayer, and always asking the question, is it really worth doing anything if I can do it without prayer? Give them the passion of the Savior, who at the end of his life commanded his disciples, go, therefore, make disciples. Father and good shepherd, go before them. Lead them in a plain path to do your will. Do it courageously. Keep them from sin. And in their success, prevent them from believing their own press. Humble them under the mighty hand of God. Multiply their giftedness to extend and enrich the body of Christ, reproduce in them the body of Christ, the heart of Christ, the life of Christ, the love of Christ. And now ministers, Keisha Curitan, Barbara Williams, we exhort you according to Acts 20 and 32. Now I commit you to God and the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. And we ask it expectantly, believingly, the wonderful name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen. Yeah, let God do it. Yeah, let God do it. Yeah. Oh, my soul, let God do it. The hand of the Lord be upon you now. From the crown of your head down to the sole of your feet. Hallelujah. The anointing to preach. Yes. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Do it for him, Lord. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Oh, my soul loves Jesus. Yes. Yes. Oh my goodness. Come on, everybody everywhere. Come on, let's give the Lord a praise. Come on. Let's give God a praise.
Come on. Give him your best. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. My soul love you. My soul love you. Preach the word. Preach the word. Preach the word.
Yes. Shanita and Courtney. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, let God do it. Yes. Yeah, let God do it. He's able. He's able. He's able. He's able. Yeah, yeah. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes. Do it, Lord. Yes. Do it. Do it.
Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. That's the testimony of these two wonderful women of God that came forth this morning. Have thine own way. Hallelujah.
Praise God. God bless you, Dad.
Come on, let's give God a hand clap of praise. You may be seated all over the sanctuary. Oh, thank God.
Can we sing that again one more time? Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, and I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thine will. While we are waiting, while we are waiting, while we are
You did. You did, and still.
Real quick, can you stand next to her? And y'all hold hands. Because elevation is coming to y'all. And y'all had to stand behind. Y'all had to stand behind them and serve them so you can see where you're going. Remember when I was talking, I wasn't just talking to them, I was talking to y'all too. Don't go in front of Jesus, but get ready for where he's getting ready to take you. And stop letting people talk y'all out of where you're supposed to be. You are important to God. Do you hear me? I ain't playing with y'all. The next time I come here, I want to see y'all working and serving and like, God did this. Because they're going to ask y'all, they're going to doubt y'all, they're going to talk about y'all, they're going to try to discourage you. Girl, you know, man, you remember when we would, you know your how your past try to come up on, and you know, creep up on you when you try to do what's right? It's coming. But when it comes, that's when you're going to know if you're changed or not. If you give in, go back to the altar. You hear me? If you give in, go back to the altar. But if you pass that test, you praise God like you never
praised.
Never praised him before.
And I'm saying it to your Lord, that that's hard.
As they read your pages, they're looking to meet Jesus through you. Turn around to them. Turn around. Turn around to them and let them see you now and let them see you later. Tell somebody something getting ready to happen. Something getting ready to happen in me. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Glad about it. I'm so glad I came to church today. I don't know what to do with myself. This is what you call a two-for-one deal. I only got flowers for the two of them. But now we got two more. Thank God for the ministry of Pastor Powell. All right. Let's do it. Presentation of license and Bible, Reverend John Curitan and our Reverend Norman Lyons. I'm going to ask them to come. You guys can have the mic if you want to say something. Or not. Yay. Come on, give them a hand. Amen. Licensed and ordained. No longer a bootleg preacher, but I've been properly licensed, ordained, and consecrated to the preaching ministry. Oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Thank God, thank God. They got papers now. They can go and do it. They can go and do it. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. Nice. That's a very good picture. That's a very good one. Get one of Keisha doing the same thing. That's a good one. We're gonna put it up on the website. Let the whole world know. Open your, like, there it is. There you go. Got your Bible, your certificate. So if they ever doubt you, tell them to go to the website. My picture's up there. Amen. God bless. Come on, let's give them a hand. So glad. Immediately after the conclusion of the service, I'm inviting everyone to join us upstairs to continue the celebration. Lunch is provided for all that are here. Hopefully you're able to stay and join us. If not, thank you for coming and making this day special, not only for us, but for our candidates. And so lastly, we're going to give way for the offering. So I'm going to ask the deacons to come. And you know what? I don't have that paper for how to give. Do you have it? Good. So we want to prepare our hearts to give before we go. If you got it, that'll help me. Where does it say? Right there. Be right there. Okay, this is how we're going to do it. So we're going to give to the church, and we're going to give to, right. So this is the preacher's offering, okay? This here is for our church. So this is how you give to the church. So obviously, either cash or check is accepted. But if you want to give electronically, they got it up on the board. Good work, guys. You can text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256, and you'll get a link to give further instructions on how to give. Okay? So that's way number one. You can go to our website. There's a page there for giving. If you want to bring up our website on your phone or tablet, you can do that. Amen? And then the third way you can give electronically is to our Venmo account, which is at Taylor-Tabernacle-6309. Amen? So those are the ways you can give electronically. As you come up, you can put cash or check in the church offering, okay? Now, in addition, we have a speaker's offering, okay? And I want you to join together with me, and let's be a blessing to the pastor, okay? So we're going to ask our organist, who did a great job today. Let's bless the man of God. And we're just going to ask him for a little walking around music. And the way I want to do it, let's just start in the back and just start in the outside row. Come around, right? Be a blessing to our pastor. Be a blessing to the church. And then you can just circle on around back to your seat. Amen? Please, go, Bishop.
We just like to say we are just so glad to be here on this special day. And we at Cathedral of Faith, Church of the Living God, I don't know how many of my people are blessed to be here to have enjoyed this beautiful service. But we have what we call Beyond Walls Fellowship, where we just fellowship with our believers of brothers and sisters. And we always like to bring a special love offering. And that's why I just grabbed the mic, just to let you know, if you don't see Cathedral putting anything in this basket, it's because they put something in already. with a special love offering to Taylor Tabernacle this morning. Thank you so much. We love you so much. Thank you, Pastor.
Come on, let's give the bishop a hand. Shall we all stand? Standing everywhere, right? Our musicians is going to play. I want to start in that very back row. Brother Sean, lead us out. Come and just give and be a blessing.
Praises to our King, for He is the King of Kings. Sing the praises to our King, for He's the King of Kings. Sing the praises to our King, for He is the King of Kings. Sing the praises to our King, for He's the King of Kings. Give Him glory, for He is the King. Give Him glory, for He's the King of Kings. Give Him glory, for He's the King of Kings. Give Him glory, for He's the King. Sing the praises to our King. Come on, let me hear you say, oh, sing and praises, oh, 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 give Him glory, for He is, give Him glory, for He is, give Him glory, for He is, give Him, for He is. Take it home. Oh, hell. Yeah. Oh, hell. Oh, hell. Emmanuel. Hey, come on, say, oh, hell, King Jesus. Say,
bless you and thank you. We've come to the conclusion of our service. We're going to have Pastor Powell give us the benediction. But before she does, I'm going to ask Reverend Barbara Ann Williams, the right Reverend, Holy Ghost filled Reverend, and her preaching companion, Reverend Keisha Cheriton, Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized. Gonna ask them to come and stand. Gonna invite their husbands to come and join them as well. Oh my goodness, Pastor Powell. So feel free to take your cameras out, your iPads. They're here. They're going to be standing. After Pastor Powell gives us the benediction, I'm going to ask if she would be so kind and come stand in the center. They're going to be the receiving line. The same way we did the offering, we're going to do it again. Just want to invite everybody, just come and love on the candidates, love on their companions. Love on our pastor today who has been so helpful to us today. Amen. And this is how I want to do it. Yeah. What? Who? What? The children? What are they doing?
Oh, call up their children. Gabe, the only one who stood up. Layla, oh, Gabe, all of the, come on, guys. I know you don't want to be up here, Lord Jesus. Come on, sons. Come on, come on. Come on, sons. Look at these sons. Granddaughters are included. Grandmothers are included. Grandmothers are included. It's a family affair. It's a family affair. Hey, Keith, close this gap down. Because what I want to do, so everybody's there. Everybody's there. So again, a seed of righteousness has been planted in both of these families. Because of their commitment to Christ, He's promised not only to bless them, but to bless their children and their children's children and their children's children's children to the fourth generation. That's what you get for serving God. God will just say, I'll just keep giving. I'll just keep doing it. You're dead and gone. God said, I'll just keep on blessing them. So as you come, the receiving line is there. Take your pictures, your photograph, well wishes. If you have any gifts or cards, feel free to give it to them directly. But after you go through the receiving line, I'm going to ask Kim to open that door for us. I'm going to find a way. You're going to have to squeeze through here. But if you go up here and head up to the third floor, lunch is there for you. Are all the young men upstairs? I don't see them, so I'm assuming they are. Well, we got some here, but all the rest of up there. Special treat today. Everybody listen. In celebration and conclusion of Women's Month, all of the men of Taylor Tabernacle have cooked. David, stand right there. Dave, put your hand up. Dave is our church gardener. We have a garden, an urban garden growing right behind the church. He's our lead gardener along with Lynn Rossiter, but he's led all of our men. You see men of Taylor, they've been up all night cooking. They already told me, Pastor, if I'm not here next Sunday, you know, I was up cooking. But the men have cooked, labored. So all the food upstairs, thank you for our men. And also I want you to thank our young men. All our young men are upstairs serving you. Amen. That was their contribution to the service. So that's it. Pastor's coming. She's going to give us the benediction. And then we're going to head upstairs for fellowship.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I pray that you have been blessed. Something has been said to touch your heart and change your mind and to direct you back to Jesus Christ. As we rise to our feet so we can go eat. Y'all ready to eat? So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity to come into your house and to bless your name. Now, kind Father, we ask that you would keep us from accident, incident, police and police activity, mechanical failure, anything that would get in the way of us being protected. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless the hands of the cook, the people who prepared the food. We pray that you would restore and rejuvenate everything that has been poured out in this service today. In the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you would keep the reverence, that you would protect them, and that you would lead them and guide them. We pray that those to come will follow in the footsteps that you've ordered for them to do. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before his presence with exceeding joy, may the only wise God, our Father, our Keeper, our precious King, give us dominion over this earth, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you for coming. Hey, just any way you want, come on up. They're here. Go through the receiving line. Be a blessing to our candidates. And then remember, at the end, just head on upstairs to the third floor. The young men are up there waiting for you. Food has been prepared
Father, bless the food, consecrate it, let it